If you would turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 20, verse 31, which is the theme verse for this year's VBS. John chapter 20, verse 31. John chapter 20, verse 31. It says, "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus Christ, or Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name." Let us pray. Father, as we delve on this text this morning, and as we unite our hearts in worship, we pray, Father, that may this text inspire us to not only have an encounter with you, but to have an encounter that will inspire us to godliness, holiness, and service in your church. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And so the title of this brief message I have for you this morning is entitled Encounter with Jesus, which is the theme of this year's VBS. Now let me begin by asking you this question. What is your personal view about having an encounter with Christ? Now you don't have to answer it. It's just for you to think about it. Do you believe that it is only certain people who can have an encounter with Christ? Maybe those who were born and raised in a godly home, in a Christian home, those are the people who can have an encounter with Christ. But those who were raised in homes where Jesus was never mentioned cannot have an encounter with Christ. What do you think? Or do you believe that in order for you to have an encounter with Christ, you need to go to a specific place or be in a specific place to have an encounter with Christ? Well, in the days of Jesus, the Jews and the Samaritans had differing thought on this subject. The Jews believed that in order for someone to have an encounter with God, they had to go to Jerusalem and worship in the temple, because that was where God was. But for the Samaritans, they believed that in order for someone to have an encounter with the Lord, they needed to go to a certain mountain called Mount Gerizim. And so the Jews and the Gentiles differ majorly because of their differences in their religious beliefs. But in John chapter 4, when Jesus was having a conversation with a woman in the well, who was a Samaritan woman, Jesus told this woman, he said, "The time is coming and has now come when people will not have to travel all the way to Jerusalem to have an encounter with the Lord. They would not need to go to a certain mountain to have an encounter with the Lord. That they can have an encounter with God anywhere." And he said the reason for that is because God is spirit, and they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so what we see in this year's VBS is that there are instances in the Bible where different people had an encounter with God at different times and in different places. In Luke chapter 2, verse 41 and 52, the teachers of the Lord had an encounter with God in the temple. When Jesus was just 12 years old, he demonstrated that he was God by his knowledge and his wisdom, and they saw that indeed he was very knowledgeable. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to 17, we see that the people of Judea had an encounter with the Lord at the river. There they saw for real that Jesus indeed was the Son of the living God. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33, the disciples had an encounter with Christ in the waters, where they saw him walk on the sea, and they were amazed that he could defile nature by walking on the sea. In John chapter 20, verse 1 to 18, Mary Magdalene had an encounter with the Lord at the tomb. There she saw and she believed and she was convinced that indeed Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. And in Luke chapter 24, verse 13 to 35, two men had an encounter with Christ on the road to Emmaus. On the road to Damascus. And there they believed, they saw that indeed Jesus had been raised from the dead. The question this morning is, have you had an encounter with the Lord? Given that God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, do you even know that you can have an encounter with God anywhere? You don't have to go to Jerusalem to have an encounter with the Lord. You don't have to go to a certain mountain to have an encounter with the Lord. You can have an encounter with God while you are driving. You can have an encounter with God while you are cooking in the kitchen. You can have an encounter with God while you are on the job. You can have an encounter with God wherever you are. And so you don't have to go to a certain place. You don't have to be someone special to have an encounter with God, because all these people that Jesus manifested himself to them were ordinary people, regular people in the society. You too can have an encounter with God. And why is it important for you to have an encounter with him? That's what the text tells us in John chapter 20 verse 31. He says, these things have been written so that you may believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that by believing in his name, you shall be saved. You need to have an encounter with Christ, is because by having an encounter with him, you will benefit the free gift that he gives us, which is the gift of salvation. Show me someone who has been saved. I will show you someone who has had an encounter with the Lord. Show me someone who has not been saved, and I will show you someone who has not had an encounter with the Lord. As I round up this sermon this morning, I'd like to give someone an opportunity to have an encounter with the Lord. You might be here, you were raised in a Christian home, and your parents taught you the ways of the Lord, but when you became an adult, you discarded Christian ways and you have gone off, far off from how you were raised. Today God might be saying, come back home. I want to have an encounter with you because I want to give you the free gift of salvation. That is the beauty of what we get from an encounter with Christ. Salvation, full and free. If you are here this morning and you have not had an encounter with the Lord, as these kids present to us and share their memory verses and all that which you have learned from these from Vacation Bible School this year, may you be encouraged to see the importance of making a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to end by praying for someone. And you are here this morning and you say, Lord, I have heard about you. I know about you, but I have not had an encounter with you. This morning, I'd like to meet you, Lord. Jesus will be willing to meet you. And if you are here and you don't know how to go about it, we will be glad to, you know, speak with you. I am here. Pastor Brian is here. There are many other pastors or Christians in the building that could help you make a decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Because it is by having an encounter with Christ that you receive the free gift of salvation, which leads to eternal life. And you can have an encounter wherever you are, even today. Whoever you are, you might be tall or short, you might be black or white, you might be old or young, it doesn't matter. God can meet you where you are and change your life for good. Open up for an encounter. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, the Bible is saying, Jesus is saying, I am standing at the door and I am knocking. Would you hear my voice and open the door? Because I want to come into your life. I want to come into your family. I want to come into your marriage. I want to come into your career. I want to be part of your life. I want to be the center point of your life. Would you open up for me to come in? All you need to do is, Lord, come in. That's all you need to do. Invite him into your life, and you will have an encounter with him, and your life will never be the same again. Why don't you bow down your heads in prayer right now? As we pray, just ask the Lord, please help me to meet you. Scripture tells us that when we draw near to God, God will draw near to us. If you make that first step this morning and ask God to meet you, God will meet you. And after the service, if you'd like to speak with me or Pastor Brian or anyone else in the building who is mature enough to help you, they're going to help you to make a commitment to invite Jesus into your life as our Lord and as your Savior. Father, we thank you for the sermon. We ask, O God, that may we have an encounter with you. May the service truly be life-changing and life-transforming, O God, that we may be transformed from zeros to heroes, from nobodies to somebody, from nowhere to somewhere. Let us be transformed, O God, in a way that will bring glory and honor to your name. Christ, we pray. Pray for these kids as they're about to move on with this next phase of the program. We ask, O God, that may you speak to them through their presentations, O God, in such a way that their lives will be transformed. And may we all be blessed as we are ministered to through your prayer this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.